It's 1:45 p.m. on March 19th, 2016. To me, this is nothing short of astonishing. I've been trying to keep track of all the adversities and the attacks that we have been facing, Persis and I, as we get closer and closer into the promised land. And what we're finding is there's an escalation of the attacks. The volume is increasing. And so, as an example, I've been having these dreams. I had a dream a few nights ago that some woman came up in the dream and tried to give me her card, tried to entice me away from Persis, and I resisted because I had Persis in the dream. She was, you know, my wife. I was going to her. Then I had a dream about my ex-girlfriend coming up to me, finding me. She came up and tried to kiss me to reconcile. I resisted her, told her, no, I'm getting married to Persis in India. She was really frustrated. There was this dark, thick, black, stormy cloud thing in the dream. It was crazy. Then last night, I have a dream about two dreams about, and in one dream, I'm looking for her. I find her, and when I find her, she's excited to, that I'm looking for her. And in the second dream, I had to go near her house somewhere, and I had to pass through her house, and she was in there. And I tried to resist to look away because in that second part of the dream, I was actually still getting married to Persis, and I was trying to resist that temptation. And then, incredibly, the exact same thing. This is unbelievable. On the exact same night that I had this dream, she had a dream about her ex who comes to her. He's still married, and he comes to her, and he asks her, you know, I want to be in your life still. I want to be in your life. And he came, and he tried to humble himself, and of course, she said no. She says, you know, I can't have you in my life or anything like that. But to me, this is unbelievable how we're seeing this every single day, and it's increasing. And so we've just had a conversation, and then tonight she's going to bed a little tired, and she's heard me talking about my kids and the ex, and I told her a bunch of stories today that I found out some new things about my ex and the grandfather and all that. And she asked me, you know, sweetheart, what would happen if she changes her mind at the last minute? And because of the connection that you guys have between the kids. And so I reassured her of that, and I told her how disappointed I was that she would even think something like that, but that I recognize that we're both under assault. We're both being attacked. You know, it's amazing. We only have 4 days left, and the enemy's pulling out every single thing he can. And I told her, I said, you know, some people might say, oh, this is just coincidence. And I say, to hell with coincidence. This is unbelievable. This is an absolute assault on the work of God, the redemption of God, the blessing of God, the glory of God. And I will know and have proof years down the road, just like I did with my story, where when I saw so much attack from my story because God had plans to save people's lives and to pull them out of the pits of spiritual darkness and back into the light, to save people from the devil's fangs. And God, I believe, has something amazing in store for our marriage. He must have some huge purpose for it, and that's why the devil cares so much about our marriage, why he's fighting so much to create doubt and to do everything he can to really try to get us to doubt. Is this the right thing? Are we headed in the right direction? Are we making a, you know, before it actually happens? It's truly incredible, and it feels like an endorsement. I've told Persis, it feels like the devil has signed his own signature and put his approval on the fact that our marriage is actually from the Father. It's incredible to see this kind of warfare. And now I know why so many Christians never experience God's blessing for their life. Because you have to be willing to fight. There's no such thing as an easy-peasy Christian life full of blessings. You can have an easy-peasy life based upon making it yourself, but you cannot receive God's blessings without a battle. The Bible says we are to fight the good fight of faith, to finish the race, to keep the faith. We're to be a soldier in God's army, and that we'll have to face many hardships to enter into the kingdom of God. And it's proven to be more and more true. There are many battles to fight in the way to the promised land.